Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
I'll jump in and say, in case you don't know who you're listening to, I would be Steve King and she would be
Johnny Putman.
And this would be your WGN radio station.
We look the same on the radio. It was nice to hear that. That's Bob Young, and thanks to our listeners who said, well, what happened to your theme song? There you have it.
Yeah.
Stick around. Everything that you've asked for via text tonight, I promise you. Well, maybe I should.
Everything?
Yeah. No, second thought. Moving right along. They have made
it. So excited because this is it's a redoing of a tradition for I don't know how many years. On Thanksgiving, Muriel Anderson has joined us in the studio.
Well, she was out after curfew. It was so many years ago. She had to have an escort, right, Muriel?
I think so.
You couldn't be out after midnight.
My father had to come with me.
That's right. And again, you know, thanks to radio, we look the same as we did all those years ago.
That's right. Well, actually, you do. You both look remarkable.
Oh, you're so sweet.
The check's in the mail.
Yes. And Muriel, oh my gosh, we started getting texts when I said that you've made it, you're in the house, because people were fretting, as we were, that you were going to be lost.
I get it, fretting. A little guitar humor. Nicely
thank
done.
Thank you.
Okay.
Just comes so natural. They said, oh no. In fact, one of our listeners says, I have a brand new book. I'm going to be reading my book. And just now he texted, I just threw my book down. Muriel's in the house. And I said, yes.
And Muriel has brought along a guy that we have been fans of for years. Stalkers actually comes
well,
to
we
mind.
We did that in Nashville. We were at the Chet Atkins Appreciation Society.
In fact, Tom, I'm going to remind you of a night that you weren't aware of what was going on. This was about 4 years ago, and it was the Chet Atkins Appreciation Society. And we were at, I forget, what is that hotel?
Music City Sheraton.
Yes, Music City Sheraton. And it was late at night.
Mm-hmm. And it was hot outside.
And Johnny was taking care of a couple things, and I wandered outside. And you were sitting outside on that, it's like a little patio area there, and there were a bunch of guitar players sitting at a table.
You were holding court.
And I walked out, and we had met earlier that night. Doyle Dykes had introduced us. And I walked up, and I didn't want to say anything because you were sitting there, and you started into this medley, and you went on for about 15 minutes, and I was blown away. And it was just guitar pickers sitting around, and everybody else put down their guitars, and they were just knocked out by what you were doing.
Did you video some of that?
I think I did.
Yeah.
I did video some of it.
See, stalking you all these years. Scoot up to a microphone, young man.
Well, I was letting the man talk. I was listening.
Okay.
I was enjoying
you were soaking it all up. Is that you were doing?
I let him go. I don't butt in.
You really are amongst fans, true fans, Tom Brush, and it is really a thrill to have you in studio, and we're tickled to hear that you have a new management, and you're going to be out on the road doing more performing, right?
I got rid of the new management.
You did?
Yeah, that didn't work out.
In the last week this has happened? Seriously?
Well, no. The new management was about a year and a half old.
I see. But are you going to be on the road more? Because this is such a treat to have you in Chicago.
Well, thanks to Muriel.
Yeah.
She invited me up for Thanksgiving dinner. She said, well, while you're there, I do a concert right after. Why don't you do that, too?
Sounds good.
Well, I said, how can I refuse that? A home-cooked meal and a concert with Muriel Anderson? Get out of town.
So it was Muriel's famous home-cooked dinner scam.
Right.
Yeah. Have you fallen to that?
Yeah. Right. Her mother does all that hard work, right?
That's right. It's the same scam I use to get people to come to my concert. Is my mother cooks the homemade baked goods.
That's right.
And now both sisters and my nephew and my niece help out. And so I think people are actually coming for their cooking more than for the concert.
I don't think so. We've been there many times. And this is like number 28 for you.
28, yeah.
When you come back to your alma mater, you come back to Downers Grove North, right? Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, the acoustics in that place are great.
Oh, wonderful.
I've always been impressed with the acoustics. I mean, this is your high school. This is the auditorium. Did you ever perform in that auditorium when you were in high school?
I played at the Rotary Talent Search Contest on that stage when I was in high school.
Did you win? Or was
I won.
Did you?
Yes. I was very surprised. There were some very talented other students there, and it allowed me to record my first album. So that's what really kicked off my career was that Rotary Talent Search Contest.
I'm going to ask you something. We've talked about this before. I'm going to guess that there were not a whole lot of girls in the competition, because we've talked before about there was a time when there weren't a lot of women playing guitar. Right?
It's true. There's more and more now.
Yeah.
So we're really seeing that turnaround just the last few years.
And Steve always teases Muriel and says she's as big as a minute.
Well, yeah.
I will never forget the night when one of us said to you, your hands are so tiny. How is it did you play guitar? And you said, well.
You said, nobody ever told me I couldn't.
So I just did. Okay. I thought, yes, that's right. Well,
I guess you guys are done bragging about me.
Yes, we are.
I can go back to my cameras.
Yeah, that's right.
Love you, folks. I'll be back a little bit. Go ahead, please. Don't let me stop.
Tom is known for making his videos everywhere he goes.
And terrific videos,
yes,
too.
Yes, yes. And that's your new iPhone 11, isn't it?
Yeah, this is the 11 Pro Max.
It's really impressive.
This is the coolest one here, though.
What is that?
This is an Osmo Pocket with a gimbal on it. See? Oh, yeah.
Really?
Let's get that rolling, too.
Because the pictures you've been taking are just so lifelike. They're absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, I mean, you should. Them of you live people.
Apple should be hearing this right now and saying, sign that man up, right? He could be our spokesmodel for the new Apple.
Since guitars are in the house, we're going to impose on both Tom and Muriel for playing. But why don't we take a break, take care of a little bit of business, and then we'll come back with two of the best guitar players on the planet. So stick around. Steve King and Johnny Putman at WGN Radio. I'm not going to use any musical bump because we've got two of the best musicians on the planet right in the studio. So with Muriel Anderson and Tom Bresch, nice enough to join us.
I looked away for just a split second and then turned back to Muriel, and she has this amazing instrument in front of her. In fact, I took pictures of you the last time you were in studio, and I would show them to people and say, what is this? And the reaction is so funny because it's like an instrument most people have never seen, the harp guitar, which has two necks on the guitar, and it just looks so complicated.
It's not really. You just play this part like a regular guitar, and then whenever you want to, you can throw in some low bass notes, or on this one, this is a unique one because it also has a set of super trebles, so it has 20 strings altogether.
Yes.
At the moment.
Yes. Now, when you first brought a harp guitar in here to play for us, it seemed to me that it was bigger than that, because this is a harp guitar that you designed or was designed for you?
Yes. This one was designed specifically to fit in the overhead bin of an airplane.
Amazing.
And so in order to do that, we had to make the neck of the guitar shorter and smaller so that it's tuned up a step higher. So it would be like if you had a capo on the second fret if you're a guitar player.
Okay.
And so it created a whole different sound. And the other thing that I had done with this is it has nylon strings on the regular part of the sub basses, but steel strings on the super trebles. So it's one of the few instruments with nylon and steel on the same instrument.
And yet you were able to just slide back and forth between the two different types of strings, right?
Yeah, they have different...
I love the way you go, yeah.
They have different sounds,
yeah,
different course. Purposes.
Yes. All right, well, then show us the different sounds
okay,
and different
well,
purposes.
I'll do one that people have been wanting me to record this ever since that I took on a dare to learn this
Ooh,
tune. This
okay.
And I finally did on the new cookbook CD. But this is a tune from France called Under Paris Skies.
Le ciel de Paris s'envole une chanson. Elle est née d'aujourd'hui dans le cœur d'un garçon. Sous le ciel de Paris marchent les amoureux. Le bonheur se construit, ce bonheur fait par eux. Sur la pente Bercy, un philosophe assis, deux musiciens, quelques badons, puis les jeunes premiers. Sur le ciel de Paris, jusqu'à soir, vont chanter. L'hymne de l'épée, prépris dans ce vieille cité. Près de Notre-Dame, parfois que vos drames, oui, mais un parame, tout peut s'arranger. Quelques rayons de ciel d'été, l'accordéon, un marinier, l'espoir fleurit au ciel de Paris. De Paris a son secret pour lui depuis 20 siècles. Il était plus dans notre île de Saint-Louis. Quand il est trop jaloux de ses millièrement, il fait grandir ce nous son tonnerre éclatant. Mais le ciel de Paris n'est pas longtemps cruel pour se faire pardonner, il en fera la Castille.
Right.
Yeah, that's yeah. wonderful.
Thank you. I was going to ask you to sing along with that.
Did you win the bet? Yeah. I hope you did. Wow.
Now, I have to ask you to describe something.
Yes.
For the guitar players listening, imagine, first of all, this thing Muriel has. It's a guitar.
It's
but
a
then
gorgeous.
On top of that guitar is a harp. And then the neck where you would normally have, well, you have the tuning pegs, but you've got like a gear shift on the tuning pegs. What
yes,
the heck is that all about?
This was built by Mike Doolin in Portland, Oregon, and I asked if he could find a way to make half-step tuners in the basses so that I could play in different keys. And in this song, so that I could play a chromatic line. So I'm taking this lever and moving it up and down in the bass.
Or you're doing kind of a Duane Eddy thing,
yeah,
too.
In the middle of the tune, depending on what notes I need in the bass. And so this is the first harp guitar to have the over-the-top half-step tuners that I know of.
Your mind is a strange place to be.
Sometimes
to come up
I think
with that
it
stuff.
Is.
I can vouch for that.
That's Brian piping in there.
Yes, that was the peanut gallery. Brian Allison. I can vouch for that.
Brian, who does some of the most extraordinary videos and photography.
And this new project that Muriel has, I'm so excited by, because I was just handed a copy.
Actually, you're the first.
Really? Yeah. This is your new cookbook and Acoustic Chef. It is absolutely gorgeous. And Brian, you did the artwork on this, right?
Mm-hmm.
You put this together.
I did.
And on the front of, I'll have to take a picture and put it on Facebook. On the front, the CD that goes with the recipes in the cookbook is snapped right there on the front. And I've got to take a moment to say that I know, Brian, you are so good at what you do. I've been so impressed. You two actually met with another project that was award-winning, right?
Yes, Nightlight Daylight. That won a bunch of awards for Brian's artwork as well as the music.
Wasn't it the first CD packaging that lit up?
Yes.
The stars in the sky lit up?
Right, with fiber optics.
Which
and
is
it's
amazing.
Still the only one that's using fiber optics.
Really?
There. Yeah. So
wow.
We're
together,
really
you guys are scary. In a good way.
We've been working on this project for 3 years.
Uh-huh.
And I had it rolling around in my mind for, 10 times that many.
Mm-hmm.
But it's recipes that we've collected from all around the world, and I've written or arranged a tune for each recipe.
Mm-hmm.
And that tune, of course, that I just played goes with quiche.
Oh, of course.
Yes. And so you have music to cook by.
And a good wine. And the song. And how many cuts are on the CD?
14.
14 cuts. So 14 recipes in the book.
Yes, and a few extra recipes.
And the book, Acoustic Chef, which is the perfect title, will be available at your show tomorrow night.
Yes.
Right?
We had Maximum Printing printed up pre-release copies just in time for the show.
Nice.
And
wonderful.
So it's a special pre-release this Saturday.
And people can also order it on your website?
Yes, and we just put up some little samples of it, menu samples. So if you go to MurielAnderson.com, you can click over there.
Okay.
The Acoustic Chef page.
In fact, Muriel is at Downers Grove North High School on Saturday night with Tom Brush as her special guest. But you pop up, you've got a couple of other things like a workshop, and then you're going to be kind of doing a Midwest tour heading back to Nashville, right?
Yes, on to Wisconsin, Racine, and then Valparaiso, Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
And up
right down the I-65.
Yep, right. A little further in Indiana, and then a few shows in Ohio.
Great, great. Well, she's in the studio with us tonight, along with Tom Brush as her special guest and our special guest.
And I'm going to give Tom a little warning, because we cannot have one of the world's greatest guitar players in the studio and not have him perform something live. I know Tom was nice enough to give us a brand new CD. We're going to play some things from that, but we're going to take a little break. And after a break... and he's going to say, oh, I don't have to do this. Oh, all right.
That means I have to play Muriel's guitar. Look at all the damn strings on it.
I know. And the gear shifts and everything.
Yeah, I don't shift, and I don't need all those on the bottom. I don't know.
Surprise! We have
and
another
other
guitar
one,
for you.
She's already rigged it with a bunch more strings.
Yeah.
It's like a regular guitar. But
well, we'll all learn together. How's that?
Well,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come right back here on WGN.
Steve King and Johnny Putman of WGN Radio. Once again, I'm not going to waste time by playing a bump when we have two of the... A bump is the technical term for the music that is used coming out of a commercial break. But we have two of the world's greatest musicians in the house with us. And no, I'm not going to waste time playing records when we can hear some of the real deal. And Tom Brush is... right now saying, why the heck did I come into this studio? I don't know if I have to do this. He's got Muriel's guitar.
Oh,
that's
God.
Just it. He's got somebody else's guitar.
96-string guitar. With a great big wide neck. And she's supposed to have these little tiny hands. How come I can't get my hand all the way around it?
Well, whatever.
Comedy relief, I'm sure.
Whatever you would like to do for us, Mr. Tom Brush.
I'd like to break and run, really. That's a good old...
You're a trooper. Thank you.
There, I get the... Oops.
All right, get yourself...
If I'm shuffling, folks, it's because I'm just shuffling around. Don't look at your radio. Your radio's fine. I'm going to do a song that Muriel likes. It's also on my album Time there, but this one's got just one guitar. That one's got two on it. This song written by a friend of mine that was just such an incredible writer. His name is C.J. Watson. And he went to bed one night, 49 years old, he went to bed one night, and he never got up again. And that was it. So this song is one of his hundreds of songs that he wrote. It's called Coup de Ville. It's from the movie Coup de Ville that starred Jack Nicholson and J-Lo, I think, Susan. I'm just making this up, folks. There was no movie. Don't go on Google looking for her. Where's the one we missed with Jack Nicholson and J-Lo? There is no movie. Okay, anyway, this is Coupe de Ville for Muriel and for you folks listening here. California, I got it already wrong. I hate this guitar burner. Hit it out of L.A. on a Sunday in a brand new car. Here we are. I thought a week back in Nashville ought to make me a country western star. I was living in a cheap hotel. My first audition didn't go so well. And the desk clerk wasn't impressed. My last check bounced just like the rest. I got myself a new hood dress while I was living in Coupe de Ville, the only city in the world on wheels, the smallest town that you'll ever see, because the only population's me. Oh Lord, you ought to see this view I've got of the Waffle House parking lot. Until they find a way to pay my bills, well I'm living in Coupe de Ville. Companies. I went to Universal Capital, Warner Brothers, Sony, and Mercury. About my 27th time around, the secretary took me in to Mr. Brown. And when my recital was done, he said, let's do a little business, son. Oh, by the way, now where are you from? I said, I'm living in Cooperville, the only city in the world. As you'll ever see, cause the only population's me. Oh Lord, you ought to see this view I've got of the Waffle House parking lot. Until they find a way to pay my bills, well I'm living at Cooperville. Well, he started grinning, I could see the wheels spinning when he thought about the place I live. So he put me on tour and he made damn sure I played every single bill there is. I've been to Asheville, Cookeville, Brownsville, Greenville, Louisville, Jacksonville, Johnsonville, Danville, Clarksville, Crossville, Evansville, Gainesville, Waterville, Hooterville, and I'm still living in Cooperville. The only city in the world on wheels, the smallest town that you'll ever see. Just the boys in the band and me. Oh Lord, the back seat's got a couple bunks, and there's a drummer living in my trunk. Find a way to pay our bills. We're living in Cooperville. I don't guess that we ever will get out of this Cooperville.
Wonderful, Tom.
I loved it.
Yeah.
Your voice is like butter. It really is.
It probably is. Slippery. Somewhat.
greasy.
Oh, guys. Well on toast.
That was a real treat. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Tom, for anybody who may be new to us or new to you, can I go back a little bit?
You can do whatever you want. It's your show.
You were raised, your daddy was one of the lions of guitar players. He created Travis Picking, talking about Merle Travis, wrote things like 16 Tons, and was it intimidating for you as a kid?
No.
Really? Okay.
Before you even ask, no, I was not intimidated by any of it, because as long as I could remember, I was always around guitar players.
Mm-hmm.
As long as my memory. I mean, I've got pictures of me that my mom used to get so mad at them. They would drink those little beers that had the little short tops on mm-hmm. them, and they would leave about a quarter of an inch or so on the bottom, and they all put it on the ground next to them because they knew I'm crawling all around there at these jam sessions. And she caught them, you know, pushing it over by me. I'm not even 2 years old yet. I'm a little guy, and the musicians are putting these beers out, showing them, and then they drink it, and I see them do that, and I'm over there trying to get it.
And it's good.
They're helping me hold that thing here, hold like this. Mom says, you don't do that. he's one of us. You can see he is.
All he's right. two, but he's one of us.
So, you know. That's, yeah.
Well, is it true that you started out doing a little acting, though, as a youngster before you started performing as a musician?
Well, not really. No, I kind of did everything at once.
So you've always just been an entertainer, whether it was acting or...
Yeah, I did stunt work in mm-hmm. Westerns, and I did... I've been on a stage since, first time I was on stage, I was 3 years old. Hank Penny, do you remember Hank Penny?
Remember the name,
well,
yeah.
Hank put me on a stage. He was on every Sunday, this place, and I was the token cute kid, I guess.
Uh-huh.
And I went up my little cowboy outfit, and I had a ukulele that I thought was my guitar, and he was just tuning those four rubber band strings down to nothing. Mm-hmm. And I did all the moves with the band, and everybody, mm-hmm. oh, he's so cute. And then he put me up on, sorry, Mike. I got up on this little box, like a soap box, and I sang a chorus, Your Cheating Heart.
Oh.
They gave me $2, and I went over and bought ice cream for all my friends.
A couple beers.
Only a dime a scoop in those days. So I was in it. Now, that's my father, Travis, my father. My dad is Bud Bresch, that mm-hmm. was a cameraman for the studios. He was a photographer and all that. That's where I got my love of photography, I guess, from. And guitar was... I always wanted to play piano.
Mm-hmm.
And I had this gene inside me. Said, you're not playing no piano. And mm-hmm. I never... I was never too good on piano. Not at all.
Mm-hmm.
I approached it almost like a guitar. My left hand just took care of strictly the bass strings, you know, and I do that, and the chords. I'm going to knock this mic out. I'm sorry, buddy. We don't know each other well yet. I'm not used to somebody hovering around me yet. But you're pretty. Or handsome, however it may be. So that's kind of what... And I was on the stage since I was 3 years old because of Hank, and I started doing stunt work and stuff. The Hollywood Chamber of Commerce put me in the Thanksgiving parade every year. Hollywood's youngest stuntman.
Really?
And I had to carry this big sign down the street in front of Corrigan and his big stallion and all his stuff, because the Corriganville Movie Ranch is the most shot at Western movie ranch mm-hmm. out in Hollywood, you know. You hear all these things about Spawn's Movie Ranch because of the Sheraton Tate.
Oh, in the movie, Once Upon
Manson.
A Time.
Yeah. They lived out there, but that wasn't really a movie ranch. I think they shot a couple of documentaries on that property. But the other one was a full-blown 2,200-acre movie lot with Fort Apache built on it and Main Street, and they shot The
didn't,
Robe.
Didn't
First
hop
time
along.
I ever went skinny dipping was in the Robin Hood Lake. And I used to love that because the camera guys all knew me. They say, hey, Tommy, we're going to go down and shoot. This guy's going to wrestle an alligator, and we're going to shoot it from underneath. You want to come down? Yeah, I get to go in the camera booth down there that looked right into the water, this lake that they used to jump stage coaches and everything off the fall there into the.
So you saw the magic being made.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I watched and I said, that's not going to fool anybody. It's not 20 feet down there.
But it did, yeah.
It takes that dive off there with a, you know, that's why they only use two horses on a team for a big a Wells Fargo Stagecoach, because it was only 20 feet. But that's also when I learned the power of a wide-angle lens sitting right across, right across the lake, right down at Lake's View, looking up. God, the thing looked like it. And they shot it all. They said, we over-cranked the frame weight. I said, over-cranked the frame rate? What's that mean? Oh, we shoot a lot more frames instead of the 24 we need to make the movie. So, but then it plays back, and it's real clean, and it's slow motion. It takes them a long time to get down to that water, and you're seeing it with this wide view. Oh, so they had to give me a couple little examples. Oh, I'll be damned. So I wanted to... wide-angle lens of my own, I throw off my buddies off that lake.
Well, being privy to that kind of education, and as you said, your dad being a cameraman, did you ever think about going into that profession?
Yeah, I've always thought about it. I mean, I've done, over the years, a lot of that.
How did you then become the professional guitarist slash entertainer?
Well, Hank Penny put me on stage.
And that was the beginning? And you were a bit.
And when I was 15 and a half, Hank... used to have Roy Clark working for him in the, he played all the lounges in Vegas, Tahoe, Reno, and all that. And Roy got a chance to open for Andy Griffith. And Hank says, you need to go over there and move into that main showroom and play with Andy Griffith. You got to get out of here. He says, I don't want to leave here. I like the guys and all that. Hank says, fine, then you're fired.
Oh.
That was the end of that.
Okay.
Hank went off the... went off the road for about a year and a half, and then he came over one night and said, I want to put Tommy in where, he called me Tommy, wanted to put me in where Roy Clark used to be, kind of doing my straight lines, some comedy, playing a bunch of instruments, and doing impersonations and all that stuff. And he says, I'll take care of him. I'll make sure he stands up when ladies walk to the table, which he did, or I'd get a heel right in the middle of my... front of my foot. He'd come down on me underneath, look at me, and I'd stand up. He'd say, yeah, that's how it's done. How are you, man? Nice to see you. God, you, I bet I'm black and blue. He said, stand up next time. You won't be black and blue.
So, anyway, wow.
Hank said, I would give you a southern education. He was from Alabama.
School of Hard Knocks.
Yes.
Literally.
Ma'am, yes, sir. No, ma'am. No, sir.
Tom Brush
is thank you. Woman comes up. I don't care if it's your waitress. Stand up.
Yep.
Wow.
Tom, well, I was always getting up. He says, you don't have to get up now. You know, like,
hold your thought. We're going to take a break. And with us in the studio is Tom Brush. And this is a real treat because we just went off on the tangent to Hollywood, and I loved it. Also, Muriel Anderson is with us in studio, and they're both going to be in concert on Saturday
Extraordinary
night.
Extraordinary concert.
Yes. Downers Grove North High School will tell you all about it, and we'll also let you, the fans, chime in as you've been doing on Facebook and through text. So stay with us on WGN.
Steve King and Johnny Putman at WGN Radio. And no, we're not wasting time playing musical bumps out of commercial breaks while we've got two of the world's greatest musicians in the studio with us, Muriel Anderson and Tom Brush. You can see them this Saturday. It's going to be at Downers Grove North High School. And the time is what, Muriel?
8 p.m.
Okay.
And people usually start coming about 7:15.
Mm-hmm.
And there'll be free refreshments there.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. And a chance to win a new Eastman guitar. Tobias Music is donating
a
guitar.
Thanks.
So somebody, just with a ticket price, you might.
Thanks for mentioning Tobias Music, because Saturday is Small Business Saturday.
Yeah.
And
they're great.
They are a wonderful small business. So, yeah, and thanks to them for being involved in your shows, as they are every year. Tickets are $22 in advance, $25 at the door, $15 and $17 students and seniors. And you get all this information at Muriel's site. Or you can stop by, I assume on Saturday, you can stop by Tobias and pick up a ticket then.
Tobias Music or Anderson Bookstore, which is Anderson's Bookshop.
Another small business that deserves a shout out. Who doesn't love a bookstore in the neighborhood? So, again, that's Muriel and Tom Brush, her annual Saturday after Thanksgiving show, Downers Grove North High School, her high school, 4436 North on Main Street. Okay, you've got your guitar back. Tom didn't break it, right?
Well, we were trying to decide what to
do.
You thought about it? We kind of could tell by that look on your face, but...
Yeah. We're trying to decide what to do because there's, like, with all the new music that I've written for Acoustic Chef, it's music from all around the world and all different styles. Mm-hmm. And so maybe I'll go with something, you know, a little different. This is one that was inspired by my great-grandparents when they first immigrated from Finland.
I love this
one. And I call this one The Immigrant.
That is absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
I love that.
It's trying to capture the mixed emotions of my great-grandparents when they came in, the memories of the old country and mm-hmm. the promise and the challenges of the new country.
Now, they came to this country in what year?
Well, let's see. It was had to have been right around 1900, right around that
okay.
time. Yeah.
And wasn't it the video that you found of them?
The video of my grandparents. Mm-hmm. So that was 1929. So that was just a little after that. So at that time, it was Prohibition in America.
Mm-hmm.
And we found this film that they had taken. They got one of the first home movie cameras back in 1929, and they took video of their vacation to Canada, where they proceeded to drink heavily for the benefit of the camera.
to show only for the benefit friends. Of the camera.
Yes, only for the benefit of the camera. And so it was a black and white silent film, and I wrote some music to go with it. I got to play a little clip of that, maybe?
Sure, yeah,
I'll
sure.
play a little clip. So and this one also goes with the pickle recipe from my mother, because I call this one a fine pickle.
That's fun. Oh,
thank you.
You know, the guitar style of that was actually inspired by Tom Brush's father, Merle Travis. So I learned Travis Bickin when I was young. And so I borrowed some of that style from him
great.
For that tune.
And that's cut number two in the new cookbook. And I know you're saying, huh?
Yes,
it's the Acoustic Chef that comes with a CD of Muriel's music that accompanies the recipes, the 14 recipes in the book. And we'll tell you how you can get your hands on it, how you can see Muriel and Tom Brush in concert tomorrow night, Saturday night. It's her 28th annual After Thanksgiving celebration at Downers Grove North High School. And we've locked the doors. They found their way here, so we're not letting them leave. They're going to stick around for a little while after the 9 o'clock news. So I hope that you all would stay with us as well.
We've got a lot coming up. A little later, we're going to be treated to an in-studio performance by the Empty Pockets, who just got back from Great Britain performing with Al Stewart and people like Kenny Loggins.
And we'll also have a little website Wednesday night. On a Friday night, Saturday morning, Patrick Crispin, our cyber guru, will be joining us, and he's going to be answering questions about tech gifts for the year and Windows 7 and what's going to happen with Windows after the first of the year, new Apple products. And can I just take a moment to say, since he's the daddy of our grandbaby, Joseph is listening right now. So Gigi says, hi, I love you. And Grand Dude says, hi. He loves you too. So thanks for listening. In California.
Stay with us, more coming up.
If I was a pepper, I'd burn your tongue. If I was a bullet, you'd And if I was time, I'd move real slow. And I'd follow you around wherever you go.
I was a dollar, I would never be gone. And if I was a porch light, I'd stay on. And if I was a bottle, I would be champagne. And you could drink me all, and I wouldn't complain. But I'm just a song. I'm just a song. There's a million like me, but I'm the only one. A song for you, just for you. A couple of chords and a heart full of truth, I'd get you through. I'm just a song.
And that is Tom Brush, and that's one of the cuts from his new CD, Time. Tom is nice enough to be in the studio with us, along with Muriel Anderson. And Tom and Muriel Anderson are going to be appearing tomorrow night at Downers Grove North High School. By the way, us is Steve King and Johnny Putman, in case you're just in Chicago and wondering for Thanksgiving, who the heck are these strange people on the radio?
Or maybe you're like Robin Carpentersville or Jill, who is in Orlando listening to us tonight.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah, so we've got Florida checked in and Utah and Texas and all over the country. So we appreciate you guys stopping by. But if you're local, you've got to get out and see Muriel Anderson and Tom Brush on Saturday night at Downers Grove North High School. Now, we've seen many of your concerts, your after Thanksgiving concerts, and you've always had an opportunity to perform with your guests. You're going to be doing that with Tom, too,
yes,
tomorrow?
Yeah. We
So just buckle up.
We played a little after Thanksgiving dinner, and it was so fun. So yeah, we're going to be doing that
That's great.
At the end of the show.
And Muriel will have her music available at the show, as well as this new cookbook, this unbelievable cookbook. And I just did some Christmas shopping. If you've been good, you might get one of them. So,
yeah. Oh, yes. You were our very first clients. Okay. We sold our first.
Isn't that cool?
Yes. We gave you one, of course.
It's a yes, you gave me a compliment, but I got to do my Christmas shopping. That's such a good feeling when you realize, wow, I've actually did a book and they're buying it. Really, that's going to be fun Saturday night, and people are going to go crazy when they see this.
Oh, Brian did a beautiful job with, with the layout, and we put a lot of work into those stories, and the recipes and of course the music that goes with it.
And just a quick explanation as we're talking about the cookbook, Brian, the cover is an acoustic guitar. Is that Muriel's guitar pictured on the cover? Okay, that's Muriel's guitar. And then the center where the hole of the guitar hole would be, that's where the CD snaps on to the front.
Yes.
Brilliant.
And it has one of the recipes on the CD disc itself. When you take the CD disc off, then in the sound hole is my quiche yin-yang there. So
that's so good. And I love the fact that the pages are, if you have it open in the kitchen and you're cooking, you don't have to worry about spills. You just wipe them right off the pages.
Yes, and there's a special sleeve in the back to keep your CD safe while you're cooking.
Nice, very nice. And it's Acoustic Chef by Muriel Anderson and Brian.
And isn't the cookbook Wi-Fi enabled, so if you turn to a specific page, that song starts playing automatically?
That's like next year, Steve.
It's something like that.
That's next year.
Not exactly.
Okay.
And Tom, will people be able to get your CD at the concert tomorrow night, too?
Yeah, is this on now?
Yes.
I have my cookbook out there as well, because I don't cook. But
you do enjoy going to restaurants. We see that on Facebook.
Well, yeah, I go to restaurants. I eat constantly, but I don't cook.
But you take pictures. Not everybody does that. You take pictures and you post them on your Facebook page.
I know. I shot my – I won't even go into it because they made it right – at the hotel, I got down there and says, you know, breakfast stopped 6 minutes ago.
Oh.
Well, can I get coffee? Guy says, well, you can use the buffet, too, if you want. That's only $13. Okay, I'll use the buffet. Can I get coffee? That's what I want to know. Most important part.
Yes.
Yeah. So I got my cup of coffee, and I went over and looked at the buffet. They had a few scrambled eggs left and a sausage and a few little chunks of bacon there. And I put those on the plate. I have a picture of that because I was going to really get on them, see?
Oh, my God.
So people can buy that picture?
Since you were so late, we'd like to make this compliments of of the Double Tree. I will say their name because they. He says, "We want you to have." There's more bacon and more sausage. No, this is plenty. Thank you. That's very nice.
Yeah, we put our guests in the Double Tree in Downers Grove every year.
That's nice.
So that was nice of him. I like that.
Yes, the power of the camera, though.
Tom, I think that's your next song title, More Bacon, More Sausage.
Yeah.
Or Treat Me Nice. That would also work.
I'm more of a pasta lover. All the stuff I like, my doctor says you can't have that anymore.
Of course. That's the way it always is.
No pasta, no rice, no potatoes, no bread.
All the good stuff.
Oh.
He says, I'm 2 points off being diabetic.
Oh,
that's 2 points. I'm not there, right?
No,
but you will be if you keep eating the stuff you eat.
Because if you could eat pasta, you ask Brian and Muriel, we would take you to the best Italian restaurant
I've ever been to. I'm my own boss. Nobody's the boss of me.
Yeah.
What you got?
DeLuciano's in River Grove.
Yes.
Boy, I believe it around here. Chicago. Chicago. Come on. Eh?
Have you ever played Chicago? I mean, is this the closest?
I played with Muriel here at something she did. It wasn't her Thanksgiving. What was that?
It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a guitar night of some sort. I do these all-star guitar nights, but it was some sort of a smaller version of that that we
It was
here.
Fun. I remember that.
Yeah. And Tom, but we're talking about this earlier. Am I wrong, or is this one of your first radio appearances in Chicago?
It could be in Chicago.
Wow.
Radio. I'm not on radio.
I bought the first book. It's Tom's first time in the radio in Chicago. Stick around, folks. We're going to take a quick break. Muriel's got her guitar back in hand. Stay with us on WGN.
Steve King and Johnny Putman at WGN Radio. And we're lucky enough to have Muriel Anderson and Tom Brush in the studio with us for a little while longer. You can see them tomorrow night at the Downers Grove High School. What time does the concert start?
8 p.m.
Okay.
And you can get tickets at the door very easily, and you can get them at a discount just up the street at Anderson's Bookstore. If you get there early, just swing by and you can pick them up at a discount. And you can also get them online up until 3 p.m. tomorrow.
Oh.
So that's the easiest way. Go to MurielAnderson.com. Mm-hmm. You can just pick them up online, and then you get them at a discount.
And it's a show for the whole family. So you can make this. I know we met people when we were at your show who do this as a family tradition. They get all dressed up and they come out for the after Thanksgiving show.
We try to keep the price low, and the whole community has really come together to help us do that, to allow families to come year after year. All the printing of these books actually also, and the posters is done by Maximum Printing in Downers Grove. And Claim Jumpers helps us out gives us some backstage food. And then the apple cider is provided by Trader Joe's. Mm-hmm. So they provide the hot apple cider that we serve.
And the baked goods are provided by your family.
My family cooks the baked goods.
Yep.
Right.
You got Trader Louie coming in there with anything to put in the apple cider, huh?
Yeah, you have to bring your own hooch for the apple cider. Hoochless apple cider there.
No Trader Louie tomorrow.
What would you like to do for us, Muriel?
Well, there's one tune that goes with the salmon in endive boats. That was inspired by the book. Actually, both the recipe and the music were inspired by the Hemingway book, The Old Man and the Sea. So if you remember that book, that's the old man was feeling kind of glum that he hadn't caught any fish for a long time. And so finally he goes out sailing, and he's feeling better until he catches the biggest fish of his life way out there. And there's this battle between man and fish. And finally, when he gets it and lashes it to the side of his boat, then the sharks come and try to eat his catch, and so he's fighting off the sharks. So finally, when he gets to his little port town in Cuba, he's trailing just the skeleton of what was his fish. And this is The Old Man and the Sea. Thank you.
That's fabulous.
It's beautiful.
Thank
Absolutely
you.
Beautiful.
You need the Cuban percussion players in
oh,
that.
Oh, no, you don't. That was so good.
What kind of food was that for?
That was for the salmon in endive boats because, you know, in the story, he's trying to get the fish into the boat, but he can't get the fish into the boat. So in this one, you cook the fish and put them in the little boats. So you have to make sure that
it's
the right size so that they can get into the boats, unlike the old man who didn't have the right size fish for his boat.
I love the way your mind works. It scares me, but it's wonderful.
And I always wonder where you go when you play. Because your face, you are so emotionally involved with what you're playing. And sometimes your eyes will be closed, but where do you go when you're playing?
Well, you know, that's a tune that I did not think I would play tonight. It just kind of came to me, and I have not played it for a long time. And so it's one that changes a little bit each time I do it. And so I let the music take me where it wants to take me. And so it's my job to follow where the music wants to go tonight.
So that's what your face is showing us. You're reacting as the music takes you to different places. Because I was snapping like pictures like furiously because I'm sitting right across from you. And I went, wow, these pictures really tell a story. You're happy, then you're,
So I have to remember, you know, where the shark is, you know. And so tonight I did this little... It was a little ode to Jaws there.
And right your eyes then. Look around. And that was wonderful.
I was going to let you... Just toss the old man out in the ocean at that point.
Well, the listeners are loving it. We're getting wonderful texts from people saying, this is such a joy. One of my favorite texts was, I'm sitting in the parking lot of Best Buy, and it looks like I'm not going to be doing any shopping tonight. Also, a listener fell asleep while the Hawks game was on and then somehow worked us into a dream, and then Muriel's music was playing, and the listener said, dreams do come true. I woke up and realized this was not a dream, that you really were on the radio. It's so exciting. And another listener said that your parents told this person that you actually started out in the business making paper dolls because you realized that you could make people happy and make money at the same time.
Yeah.
I love
used
that.
Used to go to little craft fairs, and they were... corn husk dolls.
Corn husk.
Yes.
Okay.
Corn husk dolls, yes.
Well, yeah. I could see that. I'd buy a Muriel Anderson corn husk doll. Yeah. Can you work on that?
Well, I was about 12 at the time.
Well.
But Johnny's been taking pictures, and Tom Bresch has been taking some videos and pictures. Are these going to be up at Breschman.com or...
Who knows where any of them wind up?
Okay.
Bresch.com is where they usually end up. He's got a lot of really cool videos there.
Yeah.
Moments from life.
Huh. Well, some of it's on Bresch.com, but most of it's on Bresch Digital TV on YouTube.
Yeah.
We got over 500 videos there.
Wow. Yeah.
But there's half a dozen or so on my website.
Mm-hmm. I'm a subscriber. And you do some fun things.
Oh, you're a good man.
I like some of the things. Like there was one you did, a couple of years ago, where you were on a train and you just kind of took us through this train as you were on the train. I forget where
that
you were going.
The one went down the Grand Canyon?
Yes.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
I always like to go down in the Grand Canyon, not fall into it.
Yep.
You're funny like that, right?
That would suck, that falling.
Yeah, I think so.
Your dad and I were talking about that tonight. He's showing me his Grand Canyon picture. This down, this is about a mile straight down. Well, that's that end. What's the end I was worried about? When I was at it.
Muriel, coming up, we're going to be doing a segment on Small Business Saturday. And somebody that you know and have a bit of history with is going to kick it off for us. Terry Straker from Guitar Works.
Oh, that's
great. You have a little history with him, right?
Yes, yeah. He taught me a couple of tunes and always went to Terry to get my guitar repaired.
And the store is celebrating 40 years.
40 years up in Evanston.
And I took mandolin lessons from Jethro Burns at Terry Straker's shop.
Yeah. I remember the first time we walked into the shop and somebody said to me, that's Jethro Burns. And I go, as in Homer and Jethro? What's he doing here? Oh, he lives right down the street and his wife wanted to get him out of the house. So he works here now. I love that.
Tom, sometime you should go up to Guitar Works. It's a mom and pop shop up in Evanston, just north of Chicago. And Terry Straker, the owner... is we've known Terry for how many years?
About 30 years.
About
now.
30 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
I knew he was an honest man. The first time I walked in, I've got a 1959 Gibson ES-355, and I'm the only owner. And I walked in, and the first thing Terry said to me is, I'll do the repairs you want, but you stay here with it. He said, don't leave this any place. And he warned me. He said, you'll come back and you'll find your pickups look real new. Yeah, they'll be new because they are new, because somebody will have taken the pickups out of the guitar. But point is, I knew I was dealing with an honest guy right away.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, he repaired my mandolin once, and I had so many cracks in it. He spent a long time repairing it, putting all these shims in there. And then in pen backwards, so that I could only read it when I put a mirror inside, was written on the inside of my mandolin, "No more wisecracks, Muriel."
Oh, that's smart. You know, we're going to talk to Terry in a little bit. We're going to take a quick break. How about when we come back, we want to remind people of everything from the book to the show, of course, tomorrow night with Tom out at Downers Grove North High School, and where people can follow you, because you are going to be popping up in Wisconsin and sites in Indiana. Mm-hmm. We've got listeners in Ohio. You're going there as well.
Yes.
So we'll come right back after a break, and we'll run through all of that with Muriel, and then cut them loose so they can get some rest on WGN.
Well, Black Friday may be over, but I've got my own Black Monday, because I got to be here at 5 a.m. But if I'm here, I'd love to have you here. We'll be entertaining, informative, and other things that you can say behind my back.
Wake up with
the Steve Cochran Show, Monday morning.
Radio Chicago, WGN.
Every parent wants what's best for their children.
My favorite colors are purple, green, and blue.
Great schools, a safe environment with room to grow and play. Consider Oak Forest, just 30 minutes south of the Loop on I-57. Featuring Blue Ribbon Schools, this family-friendly community represents one of the area's most affordable and diverse neighborhoods. Oak Forest is a place you'll want to call home. Tucked away in scenic forest preserves, this is the ideal environment for those who enjoy the outdoors. Featuring 20 neighborhood parks, top-notch golf courses, and a wide range of leisure programs, Oak Forest is the perfect setting for those who cherish connecting with neighbors and living a healthy lifestyle. Plus, with easy access to both metro and interstate highways, residents are never far from the heart of Chicago's Loop. Live the life you imagined in Oak Forest. Oak Forest, all good things close to home. Visit livingoakforest.com.
Antique books make unique holiday gifts. The Antiquarian Booksellers Association of America invites you to discover books in all fields and all prices, and gifts for your family, friends, or yourself. History, cooking, science, novels, first editions, and much more. Don't buy another tie. A book is enduring and will fill both the reader's and the collector's soul. Visit their website to find an antiquarian bookshop near you, or online. Visit ABAA.org to discover the antique book world. That's ABAA.org.
What's a Zoom room? It's what your conference room is meant to be, with flawless video and audio conferencing, instant wireless content sharing from any device, and just one tap of a button to start a meeting. Any space can easily become a modern, simple-to-use Zoom room. From huddle rooms to executive offices to huge training rooms. And whether you have a few rooms or a few thousand, Zoom Rooms is effortlessly scalable. Sign up online for a free 30-day trial of Zoom Rooms and meet happy with Zoom.
It's Black Friday all month long at your local Chevy dealer. Now, during the Chevy Black Friday sales event, get 20% below MSRP on Chevy's most popular cars, trucks, and SUVs. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details. And score big!
Steve King and Johnny Putman on WGN Radio. And again, we're not wasting time playing any, pardon me, playing any bump music, because we have two of the best musicians on the planet in the studio with us, Muriel Anderson and Tom Bresch. You can see both Muriel and Tom tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, Downers Grove North High School. Be there or be square.
And a listener who's a trucker sitting in a Petro truck stop in Rochelle, Illinois, gives you a shout-out, Muriel. Loving the music tonight, and the fact that we're back on the radio, because we had a lot. Well, you know, we used to do this until like 3 o'clock in the morning, right? On Thanksgiving night.
Yes. Yep.
That's how our tradition of Muriel Anderson started. We would just be fat and lazy. And
trying to fight off the tryptophan.
And we would say, Muriel, play for us. And we would just eat leftovers and sit around till literally 3 o'clock in the morning.
And it never felt like it. Just the time flew by every
time. It was just
time.
Fun.
Yeah. Remember the night we had you and Howard Levy, and it was just crazy.
What a great
It was a full moon night, and you played Vincent. And a listener called in tears because they were sitting out in the field with a full moon, and there you were playing Starry, Starry Night. And I said, wow, that was one of those moments I'll not forget on the radio.
Tom, next time we get the chance to get you in the studio, if Muriel's here, I'm going to impose on you and ask you to bring your own guitar because we want you and Muriel to play something together at some point in the future.
Deal.
And
okay.
All right.
And we were talking off the air, but there's a story that I will never forget. We were at MCs at one of Muriel Anderson's All-Star Guitar Nights. It was a tribute to Les Paul. And one of the moments that really stands out to me is when Tom Bresch and Les are on stage. And Les is just jumping up and down the neck of the guitar and having all kinds of fun. And Tom has this wonderful guitar that it is a guitar that has two separate necks on it. And he literally flips the guitar over and he can play either side of the guitar. So at one point, Tom is playing something on one side of the guitar and then he flips it over and plays something on the other side of the guitar and looks at Les and says, okay, try that with your damn Les Paul.
Well, that's kind of what went on.
Is that the guitar you can have with you tomorrow night at the concert?
Yeah, I'll be all right with that thing tomorrow.
That's good.
Yeah, it's a really cool guitar that Tom will be playing tomorrow. It's nylon strings on one side, steel strings on the other. It's very, very interesting.
So you guys could duel, you on your harp guitar.
Yeah, we'll duel at the end.
That's great. And Muriel will have her harp guitar. In fact, a listener wanted to know if they could see the harp guitar up close and personal.
Yeah.
And you can if you go to the concert on Saturday night. And you can, in fact, follow where Muriel is going to be popping up. Her home base is now out of Nashville, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't let you out of here without telling the story of the first time we tried to track you down after seeing you on Nashville Now.
It was Nashville Now, yeah.
And we got all excited because they introduced you as this guitarist from Downers Grove, Illinois. And we said, what? We're right here. How could we have missed her? And you had previously talked to one of our colleagues, Ed Curran,
yes,
who's now a meteorologist on CBS News. And Ed says, well, yeah, she's a local girl. And so I called Muriel Anderson, and this elderly lady picked up the phone. And apparently she'd been your secretary for years. People
and
have been calling.
I didn't know it, that this lady had been, this other Muriel Anderson, mm-hmm, had been getting calls for me for
years.
A long time.
And she was kind enough to say, no, I'm not, but here's how you can get a hold of her. And finally, we tracked you down and got you in the studio, and the rest is history all these years later.
Yeah. So, again, remember to get out tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
Muriel Anderson and Tom Bresch at Downers Grove North High School.
Has your mama celebrated her birthday yet? It's a big one.
Not yet. It's coming up after the concert. So,
really?
Yes, I've
really
got to think of what to get my mother for her big birthday.
For her 60th birthday. It's what I said, it's a milestone birthday, right?
She's a kid.
Right.
Maybe a little more than that.
Oh, Muriel put on her website at some point, you were wondering what would be a good gift. And I was chuckling at some of the gifts that people were suggesting of people of a similar age, because I thought, that's not Muriel's mother who gets
in the
kitchen.
Okay, I have to tell you, I hope she's not listening now. But so I walked into the kitchen. My mother's up on a ladder,
uh-huh,
and then she's climbing up onto the counter,
mm-hmm,
to wash the windows. And so it's not something that a 90-year-old often does.
Right. And people were suggesting, maybe she needs a chair lift.
No, I think she needs some athletic equipment.
Really? Something to help her get up.
A new ladder, maybe. I can get her a new ladder. Yeah.
I literally chuckled. Having met your mother, I thought, none of these things are going to fit for her. No.
Yep.
Wonderful. She's just very independent and loving and
what
unique.
A blessing.
Yeah. What a special person.
Yeah. Well, you are so special to us, and we finagled a show so that we could get Muriel in, so
exactly,
we could continue the tradition.
So thank you for stopping by, and Tom, thank you for being here. If people want to find out more about you, what website should they hang out at?
Just go to Bresch, like fresh, but with a B, .com.
Okay.
That's the easiest way. There's all kinds of stuff there.
And that'll link them to your TV channel and all.
Yeah,
that
I mean,
stuff.
Yeah, you can get to everything that has to do with me from that website.
Good.
You can
good
go to my Facebook page, the mm-hmm fan page, the YouTube channel. I got some videos over there where it says something about movie, or I don't know what I'm trying to be hip, so no telling what
it's called. Just trying to be hip.
Who knows what it was?
And Brian Allen is with us in the studio, and Brian is the guy behind this beautiful finished product, which is the Acoustic Chef. And you
Thank you. You got
any other big projects that you're going to... Because you teased us with this one last year.
Yeah.
You said, we think this is going to work. We've got this vision.
And we were sitting there at DeLuciano's.
And you made it happen.
And Brian started telling us about this.
So tell us, any new projects?
Just stand by.
Oh, you tease you. But you will have some of your work in conjunction with Muriel's music on Saturday
the
night.
The video segments behind her play. Absolutely.
That's awesome. Yeah.
On a giant screen behind me, and it kind of puts you in the country where I am or describes what the music is about.
Love it. Love it. Well, again, such a treat. It's official. It's the holidays now, right, Steve?
Absolutely.
Okay. Saturday night, Downers Grove North High School. Check them out. Tom Brush and Muriel Anderson coming home for
a while. You guys going to be there, the two of you?
Well,
or do you have a
fingers
commitment
crossed.
You have to do? Saturday night, it's hard to get you radio folks out.
We go to bed early now. Actually, we're supposed to be decorating a tree for family, so we'll see.
But, yeah, I hope so. It's
but
nice
if there's any way we can be there, we will be
absolutely.
There.
Absolutely.
Because this really is going to be a special show. So, and again, they can follow you at MurielAnderson.com and the book, the CDs, and anything else.
And they can hear some of the cuts off of that, so see some of the recipes. They can pick up tickets for Saturday's concert, all those things at MurielAnderson.com.
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Muriel.
Thank you both for hanging out
with
us.
Thank you, Tom, and thank you, Brian. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.